The UN has demanded Israel stops building settlements on occupied Palestinian territory and restart peace talks. Palestinians claim they're being terrorized by Israeli settlers in the meantime. Outnumbered and outgunned, some are now turning to tech-savvy solutions to defend themselves. RT's Paula Sleer reports.
This footage is being filmed with Nasser al-Nawaj's camera. He's the Palestinian who's been pushed to the ground by an Israeli soldier. Just moments earlier, his friend took his camera and started filming. Scenes like this happen almost weekly here in the Hebron Hills and across the Palestinian territories. For years, they went unrecorded, until an Israeli human rights organization distributed cameras to Nasser and dozens of other Palestinians to capture glimpses of everyday reality in an occupied zone.
The number one reason for settler attacks against Palestinians and their property is the lack of law enforcement by Israeli authorities. This sends a clear message to violent settlers that they will act with impunity, that they will not be made to pay a price for their actions.
But more and more, they're being called to book after footage like this is being made public. The extremists often strike in the dead of night, setting fire to mosques and painting walls with the words price tag. The term is a threat to Israeli security forces of the heavy price they'll have to pay if they try to break down settlements.
The goal is to take control of all the land and expel Palestinians. The settlers let loose wild animals on the agricultural land, so they destroy the crops. We've seen instances where settlers run over Palestinians with their cars and shoot at unarmed Palestinians. It's on the increase.
Guy Batavia is an Israeli activist who gave up his day job so he could volunteer full-time to teach Palestinians about the camera project. He says settlers think twice when they see a lens pointed in their direction, although it didn't stop them recently from breaking his arm and beating him all over his body at a protest in support of a Palestinian farmer whose land had been stolen by a settlement.
We were about 15 activists and coming towards us about 100 settlers, and they wouldn't care about the cameras. They came, and each one of the people that were with camera, they threw them on the ground. They took their cameras. They broke all the cameras.
Not only did Israeli police do nothing while bones were broken and one settler attempted to knife a protester, but Israeli activists say police beat several of them up. What's more, for the first time, Israeli women activists say they were sexually harassed and assaulted by both male and female Israeli extremists. But that hasn't dampened the enthusiasm of Nasser and others to film what's going on and hold the Israeli security forces and settlers accountable.
When the settlers see the cameras, of course, they don't do what they would usually do. The cameras haven't stopped them. They've just changed the way the settlers attack us. Now they do it mostly at night, when it's impossible to film, or they check us from the side before they attack to see if we have cameras with us.
The settlers are accused of carrying out violent attacks against random Palestinian civilians, damaging their property. More recently, however, they're charged with targeting Israeli soldiers and police and defacing the homes of left-wing Israeli activists.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to crack down on Jewish extremism in the West Bank. But with his government supporting settlement expansion, that promise means precious little to those on the receiving end of the violence. Paula Sleer, RT, Tel Aviv.